Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Say, mama, can I go out tonight? Say, mama, will it be alright?
Oh, this is His Lordship, and they're playing at Evolution Festival at Forest Park tomorrow night. We're going to fill you in on that. We may even have a band member in the studio with us, but we also have Jeff Jarrett, who is the Senior VP and Partner at Contemporary Productions. They're putting on Evolution Festival. Jeff, how are you?
Doing really well.
Thank you for coming in and talking about the festival. I'm very excited. Why don't you introduce our guest this afternoon, James, who's doing a cool party tonight and also playing with a band that he has called His Lordship, right?
Right. Saturday night at the festival, 6 p.m. on the neutral stage.
James Walburn, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You know, usually we have a rule here on the show. It doesn't really matter what you do, but if you have an English accent, you're always welcome because it's just so much cooler than ours. I don't know why that
is. I mean, that's one place in the world we're welcome.
No, you're welcome in a lot of places. Now, let's kind of talk about the fest overall because I'm a fan, you know that, and I love the music and I love the variety, and I'm really looking forward to, besides His Lordship, we'll talk about that in a sec, Sam Fender. I'm a huge Sam Fender fan. I think Sam should be a household name in the States, shouldn't he?
Sure. He's not?
I don't know that he is. You know, I think educated music fans know who he is, right?
Right.
But I don't know that he's the big act that he should be here, which is why it's pretty cool that he's coming to St. Louis. I don't even know if he's been here to St. Louis playing a club. Do you?
I don't think so. First time, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's talk about your band, James. I know you have to have some Missouri or St. Louis roots because way back in time, you did some work with Sunvolt, and Jay lives here, so do you have a little St. Louis connection?
I do, well, kind of a big one, really, with Jay. Yeah, I played in Sunvolt for a time there, and I've known Jay since I was a young man.
Yeah?
Yeah, since I was about 18, so I've been coming here. We were just talking, actually. I was here the first time in about 99. At Mississippi Nights.
Oh, you did Mississippi Nights?
Yeah,
so you remember that.
Like Jeff's just taking me around to see where it was, where it used to be.
You know? Legendary.
Like, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I do love this city, and I find myself coming back all the time, and it's great to be here.
Did you ever play, I'm sure you did, but do you remember playing the Blue Note in Columbia? Did
yes.
You play there? Yeah. And you probably play, you might even play the old Blue Note. I don't know, because it changed locations to downtown. I go back to the 80s when you were just a toddler.
I was.
And I was listening to bands. So let me ask you about some musical influences there. Because this music that you guys do is sort of like, and I don't know, I don't want to pigeonhole you into a genre, but it's more like punk rockabilly. Is that fair? Is that a good assessment?
That's a way of looking at it.
Yeah.
That's
so I was listening, early 80s, I'm listening to a band, I'm sure you know Dave and Phil Alvin, but The Blasters,
yeah,
one of my favorite bands. And I love the rockabilly stuff, but it's a little bit harder edge.
I mean, yeah, I think the band started out more like that, and it's gone more into our own thing, you know, more sort of English.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sort of more angular type stuff.
Crunchy.
We started off as a rock and roll band. You know, the band started because we were just bored. We weren't on tour. And we thought, let's get a pub gig together and play some rock and roll songs. And it just, you know, at one stage, we got quite popular doing that. We had like two of the Sex Pistols there, Chrissie Hynde, and who else did we have? Slim Jim Phantom, all in the same room the same night.
Well, it's funny because I was going to mention Stray Cats too. That's the other band I was, you know, listening to back then that you guys reminded me of just a little bit. Now, you mentioned, before I get back to His Lordship, you mentioned Chrissie, no name in rock and roll history, Chrissie Hynde. So when did you start doing stuff with the Pretenders?
I would say back in, it was 2008, 17 years ago.
Yeah, how did that come about?
That came about playing in a pub, and Martin Chambers, the fantastic Martin Chambers, the drummer of the Pretenders, used to come up there and watch us play.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call one Christmas Eve once saying, we need a new guitar player. I'll speak to you next week. And that was it.
That's
awesome.
And then
I was in Palm Springs with this playing guitar in the Pretenders, and it's carried on to this day.
Shamefully, I've never seen the Pretenders, but I've heard that Chrissie's still killing it, right?
I think so. We just finished up a long couple of years out on the road, and she's better than ever. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, let's talk about this music festival. What we're going to see tomorrow night with His Lordship, because that's going to be a fun fest. Jeff, what do you want to fill in the blanks in here on tickets and VIP availability or anything like that?
Yeah, Evolution Fest STL tickets are available for Saturday or Sunday single day passes or the weekend pass. It's just a great, you know, cheap way to see 30 bands, you know, and if you like five or six of them, then it's well worth, you know, buying a ticket.
Absolutely.
You know, especially the rock and roll side of things with His Lordship and the Kills and the Hives, Public Enemy, they're all on the same day on Saturday. So it's just a great way to go explore. I think I'm a big proponent of going early and catching bands you've never heard of.
Well, especially, I would say, James, with your band, too. It's, you know, not that, and I've been trying to do a little homework this week, listening to the records, and I really like it, but this is clearly, you guys are the type of music where you could walk up to the stage, you don't have to know the songs, and you're going to feel the energy and feel the rock and roll.
That's the point of the band.
Yeah. And I think it is, and that's why I can't wait to see you live, because you can hear the live sound in the, you know, it's garage band, crunchy guitars and all that stuff, and you can hear the energy with the really, really quick tempo, too, on the drums.
It is, yeah, we have to, he has to be on it.
Yeah.
But it's fun, it, you know, it's meant to be that. We started it to not be a chin-stroking band. You know, we want everyone to have a good time at the end of it and come
away. Heard that saying. Is that just like where the audience, I'm doing it right now, is like, what's
exactly
that? What's that band all about, right? Okay,
exactly.
So a little bit more defined.
You know, it's meant to be a good time, and you're meant to come away going, man, I love
that
band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's really all we had to say.
What do you feel, because you mentioned the clubs and the pubs and stuff like that, music festivals, a little different, right, to catch people's attention? How do you approach the show differently with a festival?
Yeah, I mean, you want to make it, you know, you've got an hour, you know, perhaps.
Yeah, and the sets are a little shorter sometimes.
So you've got to make it, our songs are pretty short, so, you know, we still, it takes a lot of songs to fill up an hour, but you just got to make sure it's all pretty banging for the full hour, really. You can't, you've just got to give people, you've got to show the best of yourself in an hour.
It's funny you say...
No chin stroking moments.
No. It's funny you say short songs, because I've always been a fan of the 2-minute song, or in your case, the 2.5-minute song. There's an art to that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's actually harder than you think.
I know that.
Yeah.
And here's the way I know it. The only way I know that, just the little perspective, is I have to do commercials that are 30 and 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the 30 seconds are harder to write because you're trying to get stuff in there. So that's not exactly the same, but I believe you.
No. It is, really. I mean, the thing about it is, I was thinking about the Beatles, you know, the first Beatles records.
Sure.
And they're not even 2 minutes.
I know.
And they've taken you everywhere you need to be.
Yes.
In that amount of time. And that is amazing. Chuck Berry, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, it does take a lot of work to get it down to that and not waffle on. And, you know, rock and roll's hard. It's not as easy as people think.
I believe you. Jeff, here's what I'd love to see. And maybe we can arrange this. We'll just do it here. Just because I love the club atmosphere, is His Lordship should do the regular set at Evolution Festival tomorrow night, and then go to the Duck Room at Blueberry Hill and do an after show, just because I think it would be cool. Although tonight,
how much?
I was gonna say,
I'll need some money in a suitcase.
This is the segue. No, but tonight you have kind of a VIP party with James and some of the other folks, right?
Yeah, it's the Evolution pre-party. It's to benefit Music Gives for St. Jude's Kids. So it's $20. His Lordship's playing. Dagger Polyester's playing. Greg Griffin, a friend of ours from Manchester's playing. And there's like 10 or 12 of the acts from either St. Louis or that are on the festival are going to jump in. So James and the guys have had to learn, I don't know, 20 new songs, yep. Something like that. So
you're going to jam a little bit too, is what you're saying. Awesome.
Yeah.
Tickets for that are, and they're not very expensive, $20, right? If you want to try to show up tonight, what do you need to do?
Go to the Golden Record STL, buy your tickets on eTix. Again, they're $20. All the proceeds go to St. Jude's. The Kills are playing, McKinley James, track star, the DJ from Run the Jewels, who lives here in St. Louis. And then they're bringing out some St. Louis favorites, Nadine, the Bottle Rockets, members of Sunvolt. So it's going to be a show completely different to what James and the guys are doing on
Do you
Saturday
know the Bottle
night.
Rockets at all, James?
I love the Bottle
Man,
Rockets.
That's one of my favorite bands of all time.
I love
and
them.
You still can't find, Jeff, I don't know if you know, maybe you can ask this weekend, but you still cannot find that one record, Brooklyn Side, on any streaming services. It's ridiculous.
We were just talking about that. So
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you might hear one of those songs tonight at the Golden Record.
That'll be fun. All right, there's a little hook for me because I'm a big Bottle Rockets fan. Festus, Missouri. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.